All right, good morning. Let me just arrange things here. Cool, I trust you're all well. I trust you had a good Christmas, a good New Year. I was fast asleep long before the New Year kicked in. I did hear the fireworks though. I'm a very light sleeper. So in one way I can say I was there at New Year's Eve, but most of the time I was fast asleep. So looking forward to the year. I think, when we went from 2020 to 2021, I think we're all going, oh man, thank goodness 2020 is over. And then 2021 brought with it its own troubles. And I think the same is going to be true for this year, because every year has its troubles. But I am full of faith and belief that despite that, God is good, and we are going to have a really good year. So it has been intimated already, 2022, the year of breakthrough. I like coming up with little terms. But linked to that, 2022, dear God, I cannot get through without you. That would be my one for today. We need God's help and God's leading. So this morning I want to preach a message that I believe is prophetic. I believe it is God wanting to encourage us. And you can take it as you may with regards to your own situation. I always find the first sermon of the year an exciting but also a daunting prospect, because in a way it can set the tone spiritually for someone like me who preaches, but even for you who receive. So I'm trusting you'll be encouraged. So if we can put the slides up. So let's start off this morning. Do you need a breakthrough? Now when it comes to breakthrough, it could be financially, relationally, it could be health-wise, it could be just opportunity-wise, career-wise. Anybody here need a breakthrough? Just to make sure that I'm preaching to people who actually need something. Okay, so lots of hands went up. So that is fantastic. Do you need a breakthrough? And I am of the firm conviction that there will be breakthroughs this year. The interesting thing with breakthroughs is that they seldom happen the way you plan it in your mind. So I was chatting to someone just the other day who was sharing a story of a friend of his who owns a company with two other partners. And they were strategizing and planning and putting together scenarios of how best to handle a certain problem. And they just couldn't find the best way. And then one day, out of the blue, something that they didn't even consider or plan took place. And it was the breakthrough that they needed. Often breakthrough takes place in a way that makes no sense to us. But when we trust God, we know that God knows best. And He brings things about in His way, which is the best way. So as we trust for breakthrough, so wherever you need breakthrough in your life, I think the important element is not on how it happens, but on allowing God to be intimately involved in the process and letting Him have His way. So, when it comes to breakthrough, just a couple of scriptures to get us in the right frame of mind and understanding that God is able to do anything. So, whatever situation you're in and whatever breakthrough you need, God is able, and I would even say willing, to carry us through to the future. So, Jeremiah 32 verse 17, Ah, Sovereign Lord, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for You. Joshua asked me the other day, my son, he said, Dad, where does the universe come to an end? And my simple answer was, I don't think there is an end. It's just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And God is the one who created the universe. We don't understand the spectrum and the magnitude of the universe. So if God can create the heavens and the earth, I think He is powerful enough to to intervene and operate and bring breakthrough in your situation. You might have to wait. Don't you find that sometimes the most faith that is needed is in the waiting rather than in the doing? If you're like me, I'm an activist. I like to do stuff. Waiting is the worst thing ever. It's like, come on, let's get this thing going. But sometimes God needs to work behind the scenes, putting everything in place, and we need to wait. Actively waiting for the manifestation of God's promise. So, nothing is too hard for you. Thank you, Lord. With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Hello? Okay, just making sure you're in agreement there. For nothing will be impossible with God. That verse is specifically related to the incarnation. God becoming flesh through this miracle of birth through Mary. Nothing is impossible for God. So take a moment just to remind yourself of that, because I think sometimes the size of our faith indicates the size of our God. And maybe we need to broaden the spectrum a bit and remember and realize afresh that the God we serve is way bigger than we even can comprehend. He is more powerful. He is almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. That's the God that we serve. Nothing is impossible for Him. So let's get into some scriptures. So our Lord is the God of the breakthrough. So if you've got your Bibles, you can turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 5. And we're going to read from verse 17. A great story. One that whenever I'm facing a challenge, I often go back to, and particularly two words. And I'll mention the two words just as I read. So 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17 says, "When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king of Israel, they went up in full force to search for them." So it's not like, yay, David's king. It's like, ah, now we're going to attack. "But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, 'Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?' The Lord answered him, 'Go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands.' So David went to Baal Perazim." That's the two words that I'm forever reminded of. And you'll see why. "And there he defeated them. He said, 'As waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me.' So that place was called Baal Perazim, which means 'the Lord who breaks out,' or 'the Lord of the breakthrough.' The Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. Once more, the Philistines came up and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, and he answered, 'Do not go straight up, but circle round behind them and attack them in front of the poplar trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the top of the trees, of the poplar trees, move quickly, because that will mean the Lord has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army.' So David did as the Lord commanded, and he struck down the Philistines all the way to Gibeon, from Gibeon to Geza." So David's exploits are vast and varied, and we know he was a fantastic warrior, but even in his skill of being able to fight and lead an army, he needed God. And he sought God's guidance, which I think is so important, even in this day and age. And Charmaine mentioned earlier on about this streams in the wasteland, that God does the impossible. God is the God of the breakthrough. He makes a way through the sea. We see it with Moses and the parting of the Red Sea. We see it with Joshua and the parting of the Jordan River. Moving into God's promise. Moving into their inheritance and the next step in their journey. He opens doors that cannot be shut. Tony mentioned that early on from Revelations chapter 3. Baal Perazim, the Lord who breaks out, or the God of the breakthrough. So let's look at a couple of things concerning David's response that we can apply to our lives today. So number one, David inquired. So in both situations, David went to the Lord and asked, God, what is it that you want me to do? What do you want me to do? When it comes to seeking breakthrough and needing breakthrough, the first place to start is on our knees, is in the presence of God, saying, God, what is going on here? You know, I need a breakthrough, but is this actually what I really need? Sometimes we believe we know what we need, and God actually has another plan. So to seek God's face, to ask Him, what must I do? But also, what must I not do? We see in the second sort of battle, God said to David, don't go straight up. So we also have to listen to, okay, don't go do that. Don't try and do things in your own strength. Don't try and preempt the next step. Listen to what I am saying. So that's the second point of inquiring, asking, and then listening. I don't know about you, but I find the art of listening to the voice of God far more difficult than speaking, than asking. Anybody else like that? Man, I'm like, so often, God, just talk to me. Just talk to me in a way I can understand. Because I'm not hearing anything, you know. My frequency of my spiritual radio is not hitting God FM. You know, it's somewhere else. And I'm forever trying to fine tune, what are you actually saying right now, right here, Lord? And the thing is, God speaks in different ways. We know about the story in 1 Kings with Elijah, that small or soft, still voice. We know that God speaks through His Word and through impressions and through other people. But it's being able to, as it says in John, recognize the voice of the shepherd that is critical to breakthrough. So here's an encouragement. Don't allow the noise of the world to drown out what God is trying to say. So on holiday, we went to church a couple of times. And one of the messages that was shared, the preacher spoke about, you know, build a tent of meeting. Build a tent of meeting so that you can spend undisturbed quality time in the presence of God, as Moses did when they were in the wilderness. He pitched a tent outside of the camp, away from the distractions, where he could go and just sit. And I love the passage there. It says, and God came in, met with him, and spoke to him as a friend would speak to his friend. I need some of that. I would love some of that. And the truth is, it's available. We are God's children. We are in relationship with Him. Jesus even speaks of His disciples, which includes us, as His friends. It's about us also creating those opportunities where we can be alone with Him, listening. The next thing David did was he trusted. So think of the second story. So you're a military commander. You've been doing this for a while, and the instructions is, don't go straight up and fight these guys. Rather, go around into the poplar trees, and when you hear the sound of marching in the trees, then go. How do you explain that to your soldiers under you? Okay, guys, you need to just listen, because we're going to get a divine sort of go by marching in the top of the trees. And the soldier says, hey, What's the Zulu one? Haibo. Haibo. Ish. Angas. Hey? It takes trust. That, okay, Lord, it doesn't make any sense, but we're going to trust you. We had victory last time this way, and it would have been so much nicer to just do a repeat, but okay, let's do something different. So maybe the question with regards to you this year seeking breakthrough is, what is it that you need to do differently? Maybe you have been relying on your skill set, your intelligence, the past ways of doing things, and maybe it's time where the Lord is saying, hey, you know what? We're going to change things up a bit, and we're going to do things differently. Now that's when the listening becomes incredibly important. Okay, so what do you actually want me to do? What is it that you are calling me to change in my life in order to do or bring breakthrough? As we all know that saying, you know, if you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always got. Sometimes we have to change things. And for me, my mind goes immediately, okay, so what? What am I going to change? And what am I going to do? And that's where I need to go and bow my knee before the Father and say, okay, Lord, I can come up with hundreds of plans. What is your instruction? What do you want me to do, even if it doesn't make sense? So David trusted. And then he obeyed. In both occasions, it says that David did what God told him to do. Sometimes we are looking for the next step in our spiritual walk, but we haven't yet done what God asked us to do 5 years ago. Maybe the breakthrough is waiting for you to do what God asked you to do before. So we need to obey and do what we know is right. When it comes to obedience, it could be even just with regards to our own holiness and purity and righteousness, that maybe there is a bad habit or a pattern of behavior we need to say no to and then start pursuing what is right, what is good, what is just, what is holy by God's grace as He works in and through us. So David inquired, he listened, he trusted, he obeyed, and he had success. He had breakthrough. But here's the interesting thing about both stories, is it didn't come easy. David still had to fight, right? He didn't just sit back and say, okay, God, you know what, just sort these guys out. The Lord could have, but David had to fight. And sometimes when it comes to those breakthroughs, there is resistance because we have an enemy. There is pushback. We have an enemy. We have people who are against us and situations that come against us. We don't give up because we've heard God. We're trusting Him. We're obeying. We push on. And in the end, the breakthrough takes place. We might still need to fight. I love the words of Paul right at the end of his life where he says, I have fought the good fight and I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me this crown of righteousness, this inheritance, this spiritual breakthrough to heaven. Paul knew his life was almost at the end. I'm being poured out like a drink offering, his words are. He knows. But he has continued despite opposition. And if you read the book of Acts, you can see Paul went through some crazy stuff. But he never lost sight of the fact that God was in control and his life was for the Lord. He lived his life for God. Okay, so a couple of things with regards to that with breakthrough. Breakthrough is often the result of us partnering with God. There's a partnership. There's a role that the Lord plays, and then there's our role. Sometimes, if you're, you know, some of us guys are a bit like that, we like to be in control, we try to do God's part for Him. Have you ever done that? We're trying to help the Lord, you know? You know, God, it seems like your clock and my clock are not on the same wavelength. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to just like stir here and do some things here. That often causes a delay, causes trouble. And that's why I say, for me, waiting is the worst. I want to do it. You know, let's go. And I need faith to say, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for God's timing and God's way. So breakthrough is often the result of us partnering with God and hearing the Lord's voice And responding accordingly is essential. So listen to these few words from the book of Joshua, verse 7. God gives Joshua some instructions. He says, be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful. Hang on, where am I? So that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God is with us. He is for us. He has great things in store for us. There are breakthroughs that are imminent. There are breakthroughs that in this year need to take place, must take place, will take place in our lives. And it's so important that we don't back off from those things that we really believe that God has put before us. But you carefully and clearly know what our role is in this process. Lord, what is it that I need to do? And what is it that you will do? Leaving the God stuff in God's hands and doing the natural stuff in our hands. So God is with you. We know Matthew 28:19. God is for you. If God is for you, who can be against you? Is the rhetorical question. Nobody. Nobody can be against you. The truth is this. The only person that can disqualify you from your calling, your destiny, is you. Not the devil, not other people, you. Your calling is in your hands as you surrender and submit to God. And in all of this, in trusting for breakthrough, you know, often breakthrough is the result of pressure. God, something needs to change. One of the things that helps us in the period leading up to this new breakthrough is remembering what the Lord has done in the past. So, for Charmaine and I and our family, we've had a number of times over the last while where, God, we need you. We are desperate. We need breakthrough. And what we've seen over the years is as breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough, you know, crisis leads to breakthrough, leads to crisis, leads to breakthrough. You get to the point where you know what? If God can do it then, He can do it again. God can do it again. We don't know how He'll make a way, but we know He will. We know that God will, because we are His children, because He cares for us, He loves us, and He has a future for us. He's clearly defined. I have a future for you. And therefore, it's easier to trust. It's easier to surrender and lay everything before Him and wait for the right time and the right way. Because the truth is, God is sovereign. And His purposes will prevail. Proverbs 19 verse 21 says, many are the plans in a man's heart. She tell me about it. You know, I am in the process of trying to build a bunny cage. A bunny hutch. I could not sleep last night thinking about what design do I need to use to build this bunny cage. Can you believe it? You know, I'm rolling around in bed. I'm like, I just can't go to sleep. Should I do this? What about this? If I go A-frame, should I go this? Come on, many other plans in a man's heart. It is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And His will for you is good, pleasing, and perfect, as Romans 12 says. That's something to be encouraged by. We are His children. We are special. Jesus died on the cross for us. We have an inheritance with Him in heaven. His will for us is good, pleasing, perfect. Does His will involve pain? Yes. Does his will involve struggle? Yes. It's part and parcel of being a Christian. It's part and parcel of living in a fallen world. But is God good? Yes. Does God bring breakthrough? Yes, because he is Baal Perazim, the God of the breakthrough. So let's start this year by putting our trust afresh in the God of the breakthrough. Believing and understanding that our future is in his hands and he can do it. So can I ask you to bow your heads as we close with the sermon? And with your heads bowed, I want to just ask afresh, who is trusting God for a breakthrough? If that is you, can you raise your hand with your heads bowed? Thank you. Thank you. Okay, a lot of hands. So with your hands raised, with your hearts open, internally maybe crying out to God, I want to pray for you. Pray with you. And I want to encourage you to really believe, be expectant, and keep on asking, keep on trusting, keep on listening until that breakthrough comes. So Heavenly Father, you saw the hands. You know every person's situation intimately. You know what is needed. You know the process. You know the plan. You know the way that is best. This morning we come before you, God, saying, Lord, we need you. 2022, we cannot get through this year without you. So as we acknowledge our need, we also ask you, Father, in your grace and your mercy, to come and intervene in whatever situation is before us. In every individual's circumstance, you know what that breakthrough is. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask. Your word says if we ask and we believe, we will receive. We ask you to break through. We ask you to give victory. We ask you to heal, to provide, to restore. We ask you to guard. We ask you to open those doors that cannot be closed. We ask you to bring streams in the desert and wasteland places. Lord, we trust you. And in that we say thank you. Thank you that you are faithful and that you will do it in your way, in your time. We pray this in Jesus' name. And everyone says, Amen. Awesome. God bless you.
Awesome, Neil. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to see how the Lord has woven together a theme for today, from the intro to the worship and now to the sermon about breakthrough and promise and meeting the Lord in prayer. And so won't you make this year a year of really connecting with the Lord in prayer, coming, gathering like the first believers did, and so that we can see these breakthroughs. I'm looking forward to you, church, those Sundays when people are going to come up this year and say, I want to tell you about a breakthrough. So let's trust the Lord for that. So thank you for joining us today. Please continue to fellowship. We're going to have some nice coffee and tea out on the veranda. See you later.